Our topic for today is relief for verbal and physical abuse. For those who have experienced abuse, either verbally or physically, you already know what darkness feels like. There's a lot of reasons why abuse gets tolerated. One of the biggest reasons is that if you try to stop it, you fear that things will get worse. The ego is the lower part of your mind, the part that believes it is separated from God. This part of your mind has a function, and its function is to hold you in pain and preoccupy you with insolvable problems as long as possible. As long as it can keep your attention, you will not remember God's love for you or the truth of who you really are. From my own experience, I have found that the ego has two defenses. First, it will try to convince you that if you move away from or beyond the pain, the abuse, or the discomfort, that you will be worse off. And second, if you move away from or beyond the pain or the abuse, that you will have nothing. This is the ego's primary tactic in convincing you to tolerate the pain and the abuse. Abuse can show up in many forms. You are verbally abused when someone persecutes you, or they judge you, or they point out your flaws, mistakes, or your shortcomings. They seem to see or expect the worst in you. They might be directing their anger at you. It can feel like a constant state of attack. Verbal abuse may be different from physical abuse, but over time, you end up feeling just as though you are physically battered. Physical abuse is the ultimate feeling of disempowerment. When you're physically abused, you feel controlled, attacked, manipulated, repressed, or violated by another person. It's like being thrown onto a battleground that you never agreed to be on. Somehow you ended up there, and now you have to fight your way out. Physical abuse is one of the most significant forms of human betrayal. When you're physically abused, it's tempting to lose confidence in yourself, to lose your faith and trust in other people, and then distance yourself to prevent more pain. At a certain point, it's human nature to do what you need to do to end the pain. I've met many people who want to be in a loving relationship, yet they have experienced a life of abuse. At a deeper level, their instinct is to stay away from others or to keep relationships from happening. In A Course in Miracles, it teaches that everything is happening from us and not to us. If you're not 100% comfortable in your desire to have a loving, lasting relationship, then you'll experience a blend of your fears in your relationships, or ultimately, you will keep away from others completely. This is important to understand because one of the greatest temptations when things aren't going the way that you want is to judge yourself. I'd like to offer to you today that you will have exactly what you want, once you're open to having it without fear. Today, we will focus on your fears and then release them together. Your fear from the abuses in your past is in the way of your happiness. Whenever you go through a period of abuse, either verbally or physically, you will live your life in defense. Without realizing it, you'll be constantly looking over your shoulder, trying to anticipate or dodge the pain. This is a very natural response unless you learn another way to handle it. A Course in Miracles teaches that you create what you defend against. This can feel frightening when you've already had too much pain. You don't need to be frightened by this because we also learn that the Holy Spirit, or the highest part of divine wisdom, will handle the retaliation of your ego. The Holy Spirit is the one who will accomplish your goal of peace. Your part is to invite peace and to keep a willingness to see things differently. Your part is also to ask for and listen to the guidance you receive. Your part is to stay committed to your goal of peace and to not decide on doom. These are simple steps, yet in the midst of the turmoil and the chaos of abuse, they too can feel challenging. One of the best things that you can do is to listen to these audios over and over again, especially on the topics that trigger you. Listen to them until your negative emotions are neutralized, and then edit the words in your mind to make them as specific and personal as possible. You can use this time to bring the hurts and heavy emotions of the past up to the surface so they can be released and undone. Take a moment now to close your eyes and turn inward. Take in a long, deep breath. Allow your body to relax and your mind to become quiet. Feel the light and the protection of God all around you. This is a time for reflection and to let go of what's been hurting you. You are not alone. We are working on this together. Whether you're listening to this as a live audio or as a recording, I will continue to hold the intention with you and for you that you will be absolutely free of this and ready to move on to your happy life. Allow a bright circle of light to come around you. This light is helping you to clearly identify the heavy feelings and the negative charges from the past, the feelings of being verbally or physically abused. Go right to the center of your heart. Without realizing it, you might have tucked these feelings away, the things people have said, the things that they have done. Feel the safety of the white light all around you. And now go ahead and let yourself remember the harsh words, the criticism, the judgments of others. If there was physical abuse, remember how it felt, who was involved. Notice where you feel these sensations in your body. Now take a deep breath in and get a hold of these feelings so that we can release them together. Start tapping over your heart and repeat after me. There were times when I've been treated badly, sometimes very badly, by other people. I allow myself to release all the hurts, all the pain, all the fear, all the anger, and every negative emotion from this experience. Let's go to the center of the chest. No one should be treated this way. I should not be treated this way. I should never have been treated this way. Let's go to the other side of the chest. There were times when I didn't stand up for myself. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to stop it from happening. I forgive myself. I did the best I knew how at the time. Let's go back to the center of the chest. I forgive myself completely. Let's go to the top of the head. I am determined to release the past. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am willing to accept myself exactly as I am. Let's go to the side of the eye. I am as God created me. Let's go under the eye on the cheek point. There is not one person outside of me that can alter the truth of who I am. Let's pause and take a long, deep breath, feeling all that wonderful oxygen go down and through your body, opening up your chest, opening the heart, being willing to bring all of those heavy emotions from the past right up to the surface where we can release them together into the light. Each time you do this, you are lifting the veil over the top of that light, that beautiful light, the innocence, the purity that is within you. It has always been there. Let's release all this that is a barrier to love. We release it together. Take another long, deep, cleansing breath. And let's start tapping over the heart. There were moments when I was caught off guard, when I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to solve the problem. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I forgive myself, and I release the past. Going to the center of the chest, I want peace instead of pain. I have carried this long enough. Let's go to the top of the head. There have been times when I've been so angry and I didn't speak up. I didn't say what I wanted to. I forgive myself completely. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am learning that I can turn this over and give it to God. And then I will listen to my inner guidance for what to say, for what to do to ensure a peaceful outcome. Let's go to the center of the chest. My goal is peace. Let's pause once again, taking a long, deep cleansing breath, letting your shoulders relax, feeling your spine lengthen, feeling taller, letting your whole body expand and feel all that peaceful relaxation, letting go of these burdens. Let's tap on the side of the left hand with the right hand. I am learning that I am not my past, and that God's will is for my happiness. He would never offer pain to me. I am willing to accept His will for me and to know with my whole heart I am worthy of love. I am worthy of a happy life. Let's go back up over the heart. I release all the guilt, all the pain, all the judgment, and all the blame. My goal is peace. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to listen for guidance. Going to the center of the chest, I am determined to see myself as capable, supported in everything I do. Let's go to the inside of the knee point. I ask God to decide for me about what needs to happen to lift me high above my situation and to ensure a peaceful outcome. Let's go back up over the heart. I dedicate this whole situation to the truth, and then peace is inevitable. Let's pause once again. Allow yourself to breathe deeply, to relax, and to restore. Just feeling a nice wave of relaxing energy cascading down and through the body. Let's tap once again on the center of the chest. I release all the remaining roots and all the causes of this pain. I am willing to forgive those people who contributed to my pain, not to condone their actions, but to forgive them, because they cannot alter what God created within me. Let's tap now on the top of the head. I am whole. On the eyebrow point, I am complete. On the side of the eye, I am spirit. Under the eye, I am innocent. Under the nose, I am eternal. On the chin, there is not one person that can take this from me. Over the top of the heart, I am willing to forgive and to accept the truth of who I am. Going to the center of the chest, I understand that I cannot be angry and peaceful at the same time. I want peace instead of my anger. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. I want happiness instead of pain. Dear God, please heal my heart. Steady my feet. Reinforce my steps. I want to know the greatness, the comfort, and the safety of your love. Let's pause and take a nice deep breath, allowing yourself to feel the relaxation, giving this gift to yourself, reaching in deep to the center of the heart, wherever you have tucked these things away. It is time to bring them up right into the light. You will feel like a new person. Just release them and let them go. You are not intended to carry this burden. Let's tap again on the center of the chest. I am worthy of love because God created me as worthy. I am worthy of happiness because God created me to be happy. I am worthy of health because God created me as whole. I am worthy of abundance because God created me in abundance. Going over to the top of the heart, I accept God's will for me and for my happiness, and I let the rest go. Let's pause once again, joining together in a long, deep breath, releasing, relaxing, and letting go. Listen to these words over and over if you need to release, to empty out all of those heavy emotions, every harsh conversation, every painful episode, every time you felt weak or powerless, helpless, angry, defenseless. This is not the truth of you. Today we stand in the truth of who you are. In A Course in Miracles, in Lesson 48, it's called There Is Nothing to Fear, and it says this: the presence of fear is a sure sign that you are trusting in your own strength. The awareness that there is nothing to fear shows that somewhere in your mind, though not necessarily in a place you recognize as yet, you have remembered God and let His strength take the place of your weakness. The instant you are willing to do this, there is indeed nothing to fear. And in Lesson 164, which is called Now We Are One with Him Who Is Our Source, it says this: there is a silence into which the world cannot intrude. There is an ancient peace you carry in your heart and have not lost. There is a sense of holiness in you the thought of sin has never touched. All this you will remember. Faithfulness in practicing today will bring rewards so great and so completely different from all things you sought before that you will know that here your treasure is and here you rest. Let's join together now for this final prayer. Dear God, we come to you together. We are glad to join as one because there are those here present who have been through such abuses that it is unthinkable. And for them, we hold the light around them. And if it is the one who is listening, that you would feel the light that we place around you. Dear God, we ask that you would lift all of these painful memories, the harsh words, the violence, the punishing thoughts, experiences, everything that came along with it, that you would lift it from our hearts today, that we could be restored, that these feelings could be undone, and we could once again know the freedom of your love and the happiness that you intended for us. If there's any place in our mind or in our heart where we are resisting you, we ask that you would help us with this. It is our will that you will help us, that we want this to be undone. We come to you together today, and we receive the miracle. We receive your blessing. We receive the strength of your love. And we trust that this love will lead us through and beyond all pain, that we will know the freedom that you have already given. We accept our freedom today, and we hold this for not only ourselves, but for each other, and for every other person that listens to this, and every other person beyond them. We are as you created us. We will not decide against it. We will not let our circumstances change our mind. We accept the happiness, the peace, the joy, abundance, and health that you have given, and we let the rest go. Together we place our future in your loving hands. Amen. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.